This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Presented by Wendy's, recognizes the country's top collegiate basketball players. Go to ESPN.com and search Wooden Watch for more information on the award and the nominees.
For lunch or dinner, it's Grand Island's best sports bar with really great food, Bandits, where you can enjoy Saks' Pizza, the area's favorite. Bandits' famous wings, Sparky, Buffalo, Sweet Teriyaki, Garlic Parmesan, and Spicy Breaded. There's Taco Chef and Chicken Salads, Meatball Subs, and an appetizer menu which includes Tim's delicious taco meat and melted cheese nachos toasted to perfection. Weekday happy hours from 4 to 6 and all day Sunday with ice-cold 250 huge mugs and $2 domestic pints and bottles. Grand Island's best sports bar with really great food. Head to Bandits, 13th and 281. Grand Island.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has...
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Monday, 16th of February, President's Day. Happy Abe Lincoln. Happy George Washington. Happy William Howard Taft. Oh, no, it's just those two. I don't know. Is it we just celebrate those two birthdays? Is that the deal?
Well, when I was in grade school, February 12th was Lincoln's. February 22nd was Washington. Of course, there weren't that many presidents when I was in grade school.
You think
now they've had a lot more since then, you know.
You think they still teach that, grade school?
No.
Do you think the kids have any idea what President's Day is about?
Yeah.
I think they do.
Yeah, they teach. Yeah. I mean, they don't
teach. It's like, are you smarter than a fifth grader, but then you forgot about it by now?
What I'm saying, they don't teach how important Washington and Lincoln were compared to everybody else.
Well, it'll be interesting.
Yes.
It's a day off for some people.
Yeah.
Again, though, like I always say on days like this, I can't wait for the parade this afternoon.
The parade.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you got a day off, you're supposed to have a parade, right?
You can't have a parade.
That's why you have the day off.
It's too cold to have a parade. You got to have those on the 4th of July because it's a nice day.
Have a parade today?
You think so?
Anytime you can throw candy, parade.
Good point. I guess if you win the Super Bowl, you can have a parade, you know, and it's cold that day.
Exactly. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Monday. We're going to chat with Stu Pospisil of the Omaha World Herald a little bit later on in the program, get his thoughts as we head into the postseason now for basketball. There's still a week to go for the A&B boys and girls, but the Heartland Hoops Classic went on this weekend. State wrestling is set. Well, there's so much to talk about. Baseball, I thought we always scored runs early and didn't score runs late, but that's not the case for the Huskers Lopers right now. Softball, not a good weekend as far as wins and losses for our team. So they must have been a shock to their system. Maybe that warm weather to prepare messed everybody up, Jimmy.
Yeah, how do you know? Hey, did you know that UNK, when they won 3-2, they won it on a balk? That was a balk call in the ninth inning? Did you know that or not?
Must have been dinner reservations at home plate, huh? Well, somebody had some place to get to.
Evidently, it was a 2-2 tie, and UNK had a runner on third base, and they called a balk, and the game was not in Kearney. I mean, no, so yeah, so that kind of, but it might have been a horrible balk. I didn't see it. I hope it wasn't just one of those no pause things, you know.
Well, you know how it is. That'd be a tough way to lose.
Well, it's really tough on the pitcher, I think. You know, I mean, hitting a batter is bad enough, you know, or walking somebody with the bases loaded. But you don't hate to get called for that no-pause balk.
Guess what I got for you.
Okay.
I don't want to wait till the end of the
bowling.
Show.
Bowling. We got bowling results. I can tell by looking at you.
Top-rated Nebraska women's bowling team wrapped up its competition at the Stephen F. Austin Lady Jack Classic in Houston. They finished second out of 17 teams. Fell 4-3 to LIU Brooklyn. I think that's Long Island University Brooklyn, without looking that up. Huskers battled through some illnesses while they were in Houston. But finishing second at a talent-rich tournament is something the talented group of Huskers can feel proud about, said assistant coach Paul Klempa.
It's hard to bowl when you got a cold.
Well, yeah.
You know.
I mean, the lane conditions. I mean, you're dripping. There's oil everywhere.
Yeah,
you're slipping on stuff.
You got a little cold. I know.
Yeah. Huskers will now travel to a brand new event. It's the inaugural Hawk Flight Invite in Egg Harbor, New Jersey. That is next. That's this upcoming weekend. So that's where they're headed, to New Jersey, Egg Harbor. That's got to be close to Punxsutawney, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's Egg Harbor. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're within miles of one another. Miles. You can just travel that. That's those two cities, everybody knows. Yeah.
Also, now I want to throw this out.
Okay.
State bowling is now an NSAA-sanctioned, you get trophy sport. And it was this weekend, and I want to thank Dale and Hastings for providing this, because I did try to look it up this morning, and the only thing I could find was who was in the finals. The competition held yesterday, the finals held yesterday, and then they'll televise that on NET next weekend. Here's what we've got. The girls' championship will be coming up on Sunday, February 22nd, and the boys' championships will be on Sunday, March 1st. Those get going at 8 a.m., and I believe... Well, Dale, whatever he sent me, there was no attachment. So that's how far I got, and I still don't know who won. I know Hastings boys and girls were both in the finals. Ravenna boys were in the finals. Grand Island was in the finals. But I have no information. I tried, folks. If you know, I'll sure talk about it if you've got it, and we'll talk about that as well. But I want to start back with the Heartland Hoops Classic. Jimmy, you were there. I was there. We were there for part of the day. Some people were there the whole day. And I am astonished at what I saw on Saturday night in the Oak Hill Omaha South game. I don't know if I'm supposed to believe that Omaha South played so much better, and that's the way I'm leaning, or if Oak Hill struggled, because really outside of Bacon, I wonder if he's ever been to Egg Harbor. Dwayne Bacon, 32 of their 59 points, and he was sensational, and you knew they had athletes, but they didn't show it like the previous team. I didn't think that it'd come out here. And only one guy, Terrence Phillips, their point guard, was on the team. What'd you think? I thought it was awesome because the game was close.
Bruce Chubbuck Sr. told me. I went up and talked to him right after I officiated. And I went up to Coach Chubbuck, and he just said, hey, we've got to get back on defense. And I'm only going to send two guys to the boards. And we've got to make sure we don't give up any transition live ball turnovers. And when you do that, you force the other team to get in their zone offense or man-to-man offense or whatever you're trying to play. And, you know, when you do that, you have an opportunity to win a game. That's how you upset people. I mean, you have to get that stop first. The transition.
They did a good job.
Tremendous.
There were some.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. But yeah, it's not like you look at the NBA All-Star game last night. I mean, you know, how many charging fouls were taken in that game?
Yeah,
that'd be
zero.
Yeah, people are getting out of the way so people can dunk. You know, but what my point is, I thought he had a really good game plan. And plus, Omaha South, when they looked at their schedule, and they're going, hey, look at this. We're playing Omaha Creighton Prep. That'll be a big game. Here's Bellevue West. That's going to be a big game. Oh, check this one out.
They had a whole year.
Yeah, February 14th to check this game out. Oh. And the other team has to travel. That's a little bit out of it. I mean, you know, when you're going from Virginia in a plane and you get there and
treated extremely well. You get fed well. I mean, Coach Smith from Oak Hill exactly said it this way, but basically we get treated as good or better here than anywhere we ever go or have been. And he said they got fed well again on Friday. He goes, maybe they just bring us out here and feed us for slaughter. Because he goes, we almost went 0-2 out here in Nebraska. And I had to chuckle the one time that Omaha South threw a little full court press on him, three passes, dunk. and they didn't do that again. But big ups there to Omaha South. And when you see something like that, doesn't it make you wonder? Nebraska basketball sometimes takes a bashing. I'm a little confused about, because I thought Oak Hill was going to come out and win by 30. I really did. But they didn't. And
yeah,
there you go. I just don't know where to take it. I mean, mm-hmm. I thought Omaha South played very, very, very well. And maybe, obviously, Oak Hill missed a lot of shots. They had looks. A lot of them didn't go down. You know, they hit 25, 28% in the first half, and then they're still ahead by one.
You know, I think the level of basketball in Nebraska is a little higher this year than it has been. It may not be quite in our area, Doug. You know what I mean? But I think the Omaha schools, there's some teams out there that are playing pretty well. Norfolk's playing really well. So there's a level, I think, maybe that the Class A, you know, so when if they get to that level, and they, you know, if they don't have to play 28 games, you know, if Omaha South played their schedule, they'd probably go 12-16 or something like that. You know, they would not go, you know, 28-0 or 29-0 like Oak Hill is. But what a great game. And, you know, hey, hats off to Tino Martinez, too, for putting this thing on. How about Amherst scored 80 points? Did you see that, Doug? You know, they scored 80 against Ravana.
Couldn't miss.
And, you know, well, the thing of it is, you know, in the Fort Kearney Conference, they played in an arena that was kind of very similar to that. And I think they were 2-for-24 from three-point land. And against Ravana, they were 13-for-21. I don't know if that's exactly what it was. Somebody told me that, so I didn't. That's not a when I say 13-for-21, it was close to that. But from three-point line, I mean, that is amazing percentage to shoot. You go 13-for-21, you're going to win a lot of games, that's for sure.
Girls sub-districts get underway with their play-in games tonight in C and D, and then all the semifinals are tomorrow, and more of the pairings will start rolling out as well. So plenty of basketball, and as far as the college scores from yesterday, the Husker women win, but Coach Cottiori finally said in her postgame, Rachel Terrio may require surgery on her injured ankle, and that just, it messes everything up. Nebraska had a chance to be a very high seed in the NCAA tournament, and obviously now they're getting beat by the teams that are rated. I mean, it's still a nice win yesterday. They still got a good team, but they really don't have a legit backup with any experience to take over for her. So it's going to be tough. They did win yesterday 70-63. The men, they actually got off to a good start. And then if you're sitting at a high school game, fans, and you wonder what's wrong with our kids, it can happen anywhere. These guys are on Doc Sadler team type droughts. 5, 6, 8 minutes without getting a bucket, and they fall yesterday 66-54. It gets no easier. They go to Maryland on Thursday. The women are at Northwestern on Wednesday. Good win for Hastings women yesterday. Jamie Van Kirk, if she's not an All-American, then I don't know who is. 29 points yesterday, 71-70 up at the Corn Palace at Mitchell, South Dakota, and Dakota Wesleyan. The men fall to 6th-ranked Dakota Wesleyan, 88-69. It was always the women's teams that had like 6 of them in the top 25. GPAC men are insane right now with what they've got going on.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, Hastings College, you know, you look at their schedule every week, they've got a game that's, you know, extremely tough. You know, I mean, and you look at the record, and it shows that. But that league is good. That league is a tough league for NAIA basketball.
And they had won 5 of their last 6. So mm-hmm. They're home again against Midland on Wednesday. UNK had the weekend off. They are home for their final regular season home games Thursday and Saturday. Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World Herald is going to join us around the corner. We're going to talk a little state wrestling as well. The state dual field is set. I want to thank everyone that joined us for our Classic Hits Wrestling Rally yesterday. 3 hours of athletes, their coaches, the qualifiers. Talk to Ross Halford from Husker Matt again. If you missed any of that or want to catch what your school and their wrestlers were talking about, it's on our podcast at PlatteRiverPreps.com, PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're going to take a break. Be back with more after this.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
comforting guidance when you need it most.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
Dedicated, trusted, and compassionate service.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
We listen to you.
We are here for you.
And we help ease a difficult time.
Our family serving your family for generations. Please call, stop by, or go online. Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see more cloud cover and some sunny breaks at times as well into the day today with some scattered flurry potential late with a high of 37. Winds will stay to the northwest about 10 to 15. Tonight we'll fall to 17. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley. Right now it's 32.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Man. Did you watch any of the Saturday Night Live 40th anniversary last night at all? Did you get into that?
No, I wish I would have. I did not watch it, though.
That's a good thing about DVRs and on-demand. I was watching it while the All-Star game was on, having some lunch at one of our favorite facilities, or dinner after the wrestling rally, I guess you would say. And, boy, it's just all over the place. It must have been Super Bowl-esque, the amount of people that watched that last night.
No, tell me, would they have the 40 best years and moments?
40th anniversary, it? And they had...
Just a new show? Brand new show? Or do they show highlights of the old things? Or
yeah,
what do they
both. But I'll tell you what, if you were living and you'd ever been anybody on that show, you were there. It was pretty amazing. Everybody from Eddie Murphy to the guys and gals that they have now, and Bill Murray and Steve Martin, and it was pretty cool. Cool.
Belushi. I always loved Belushi. You know what I mean? How about him when he imitated Joe Cocker that one time? Do you remember that? That was one of my favorite scenes.
He was good. He was good. He was like no other. Just like TNL Irrigation, like no other. Farmers, the 2015 irrigation season is fast approaching. Find out why so many growers are moving to TNL's hydrostatically powered pivot irrigation systems. TNL's superior reliability, low maintenance, safety, and the simplicity of TNL's hydraulic design are just a few of the reasons why more TNLs are showing up in fields across central Nebraska and the nation. As you're driving up and down the road, you can see what's going on when it's harvest time. Contact TNL or your local TNL dealer and see why TNL irrigation systems are like no other. Well, the 8th annual Heartland Hoops Classic is like no other event right now in the state of Nebraska. And Stu Pospisil, prep sports editor of the Omaha World Herald, was among the thousands of fans on hand on Saturday. And he joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Stuart.
Morning, guys.
How's things in Omaha?
Kind of cloudy. We won't see your son maybe for a while.
Well, if you see my son, there's going to be a news story behind it. So
that's S-U-N.
Oh, okay. Got to read the article today, and I thought one of the things that stuck out was kind of what I talked about off the top of the show today. I too got hung up in the Oak Hill hype.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're a great collection of individuals, and maybe when they see a ranking, national ranking next to a team that they play up, but Saturday night, they did not look like they wanted to be in that gym, except for Dwayne Bacon, who really saved their bacon, especially in the first half, I thought.
Yeah.
You know, as I wrote, Omaha South was kind of in that situation in its game two nights before with Millard South. You know, so it, you know, they're kids. They're 16, 17, and they read everything from the paper to social media, and you know, South took Millard South lightly, and obviously Oak Hill took Omaha South lightly.
Yeah, when you looked at it, and I told Doug that I thought they had to get back on defense, and I thought Omaha South did a great job of getting back and stopping most of that transition. There were some transition layups, but when I watched Oak Hill on TV, that's how they score. They get so many transition shots, and they beat the other team down the other side of the floor. Your thoughts?
Well, I think, Jim, that South, which basically plays with four guards, kind of I don't think Oak Hill, according to Steve Smith, likes to go to a small lineup. And he had to play four guards a lot, especially the second half. You know, now their 6'11 kid has been hurt for a few weeks. But they still have enough height in there. You know, he usually likes to play two bigs. And, you can see where a team that doesn't have South's perimeter quickness would bother a team that likes to go big. So, you know, Bruce Chubbuck is one, you know, and we have a lot of them, good coaches in the state. And he had South prepared, focused for Saturday night, and they do a good job on defense. If they had shot a little better, they probably would have won the game.
Talk with Stu Pospisil, prep sports editor of the Omaha World Herald. And something interesting, and I don't know how it'll all play out, but your rankings updated today keep Norfolk number one as the only unbeaten team. Omaha South number two. Creighton Prep is right there. Creighton Prep is number one in the points, which means Norfolk and South, if it stayed as is, would be a semifinal matchup, not a final matchup. Where's the line in A right now? Is it 2, 3, or would you draw it a little bit farther down?
I think you can go down to Bellevue West to 5, and I think that's going, there's going to be a 4-5 matchup in there, potentially, that could be really good in the first round at state. I've seen Lincoln High, I've seen everybody, I think, in A, of the teams in the middle of the pack and up, and I just think Lincoln High, Millard West, Northeast, and the rest are just—they would have to catch fire. And it's been done before. Look at the infamous 2001 season where you had a Lincoln Southeast team that seemed untouchable, and they lost a rematch in the first round to Bellevue West at state. And Lincoln East, which was 8-8 late in the season, comes up and wins the state title. So, is it going to be that type of season? Hard to tell. I still think Norfolk and South have enough overall talent that one of them is going to be playing, if not both, in the state final.
Stu Pospisil, prep sports editor of the Omaha World Herald. I thought those twins were old enough to go to school, Stu.
They go in about an hour. They're having trouble wondering why the Wonder Pets are on this late. It's a President's Day special.
Oh,
well. I like mattresses.
Hey, Stu, when you were talking, I think it was a good point, because Bellevue West was the team that I thought could be the sleeper to maybe knock off these other teams. But when I look at it, a Norfolk and Creighton Prep and Omaha South possibly have, it might be their state tournament, one of those three to lose. And I think you're right about Northeast and Lincoln High. And you threw in Millard West. If you go that far, you could even talk about some of these teams that are almost 10-10 that might sneak in there if they're going to steal it. Because I think those three have kind of have stepped up and are playing a little bit better. Your thoughts?
Well, don't leave out Omaha North.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, Omaha North, too. Definitely them.
They're 19 wins. Their next win is their school record, and they've been around 90 years, 91
wow.
years. It's just incredible how a school like that has underperformed in basketball. And they've had a lot of talent come through there, but Jared Anderson maybe has the right combination of players. It's a senior class. It's a Creighton recruit in Justin Patton. It's good guards. They could, if they would pull off a mild upset in wrestling and win the state title, could they get a football, wrestling, basketball trifecta?
Got some great athletes there. And before we ask about a couple of the other classes, Stu, Omaha Central, can they be a lurker, or is it not their time? Is it time to stay home?
I just don't know if they have all the right parts that fit. You know, Magaya Gao, Akoi's younger brother, has some phenomenal shooting streaks, and then he disappears. And they've got a 6'8 sophomore who dropped down and played some JV last week because he just hadn't been playing very well on the varsity, and then he came up and did a little better on varsity last week. They have some guards, but they haven't clicked. You know, again, Central has talent. Do they find the secret to success in the postseason?
Stu Pospisil with us here, Omaha World Herald. We're heading down the home stretch of the basketball season. You saw the Centennial played through all those teams. Are very, very good and still towards the top of your rankings. That was the last time that we chatted. All these conference tournaments have played out. You have not really had to shuffle the rankings all that much. These teams are pretty solid here over the last month.
Yeah, we've seen very few teams falter. We've seen very few teams, you know, pick up a player or, you know, get somebody healthy or make a significant lineup change to where they – snuck out a conference title. I mean, it was probably as close to chalk as I can ever remember conference tournament season.
What's a story? What's a story we should be watching, a non-Class A or a non-Metro story that, I mean, it's got to be something if it's outside of the Metro to catch your ear and your eye a little bit.
You know, I guess it's, you know, C1 is just so competitive as it usually is. You know, you've got Columbus, SCOTUS, Wahoo, Newman, all staying in the same district with Newman and Wahoo in the same sub. Wahoo's in the most precarious position of the three right now in terms of wild card. They would probably have to win out. I like the storyline if Winnebago comes through either as a wild card or as a district champion up in the Northeast. I don't think they've been to state since Darwin Snyder was playing for them in the mid-'80s. Great football player as well for the Indians up there. They've only lost once, but greatly untested. So their last C1 win of two was against Norfolk Catholic, which we saw on Saturday, which is a pretty good team. Beat them by 18 at home. What will they do in districts when they come across and maybe meet the Norfolk Catholic Pierce winner?
Stu, I know Nick takes care of wrestling for you, but you'll be there covering things, and we'll be focused on that a little bit this week, and the girls get going here. Any comments on what we'll be covering this week?
Well, girls, I mean, we've got a situation right now where the state tourney is losing a lot of star power by the day, it seems like. We've got two more top-shelf athletes that might be out for a state tournament. We already had lost Jess Shepherd of Fremont and Kiana Ibis of Benson. Over the weekend, Maddie Simon of Pius shows up in a boot. She severely sprained her ankle in practice last week. And Marissa Lowe of Millard West hurt a knee to some extent and was on crutches Saturday night. So you've got four all-state caliber girls that may not be playing in the state tournament.
Did you see the football rule changes this morning?
No, I hadn't.
Okay.
Anything of note?
Well, I just got it, so I thought maybe you had a little bit more knowledge of it than
I
did.
I saw something last week. They still haven't done away with one of the worst penalties possible, which is the spot foul for holding, where you can have a holding 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage and it gets assessed from that point. I still think for high schools that's too excessive a penalty. I don't think that's been overturned. From what I saw, if last week's was the one that you saw today, I didn't think there was much change involved there.
The distance penalty for unsportsmanlike, non-player, or dead ball personal fouls can be offset. Then we also have the big rule change. Here's the revised rule, quote, no player or non-player shall make any contact with an opponent, including a defenseless player, which is deemed unnecessary or excessive and which incites roughness. That was the first thing that they put
on
the new rule changes. So,
well, that's common sense.
No,
play clean.
Yeah, Stu, you know, I agree with you on the holding. I've been officiating for a few years myself, and I think what they should do with the holding penalty is it should be 10 yards from the line of scrimmage, or it should be a spot foul from where the holding occurred, whichever is worse. So if a guy does hold 14 yards behind the line of scrimmage, then you can throw your flag right there, and that's it should be a spot foul at that point because, you know, the guy maybe could have made a sack at that point. You know,
right.
So I do
like that.
Yeah,
I
do like that rule. I think it should be one or the other, whatever's worse. Yep.
Uh-huh. No, because, and, you know, then okay, where exactly does the hold take place? I mean, sometimes you're scrambling, Jim, and, you know, the beanbag might be, you know, 2 yards this way or 2 yards that way, too.
You're exactly right. And they've done that with intentional grounding in the NCAA. You know, in the NCAA, it's wherever you intentionally ground the ball from, they don't give you 5 more yards. I mean,
right.
It's loss of down,
right,
and it's
there.
Right there. And they should do that in high school, too. I think intentional grounding should be the loss of down and should be a spot foul. I think I agree with you on those two things. I don't know if you agree with me on the intentional grounding, but I do think the loss of down's enough.
No, yeah. That makes sense. And to me, it's easier on the officials. And so many of you are... You know, you've got guys that officiate college on Saturday after doing high school on Friday, and you know, you've got split second decisions to make. And sometimes we're seeing, at least I did last year, where I had one official, Jim, tell me that it was an uncatchable pass when he didn't call interference.
Yeah, you're exactly right, and that's not even a rule in high school. And I agree with – there's so many different rules with – and a lot of times, you know what happens, these high school officials, they watch a game on Saturday because that's where they're learning. They're learning to referee watching on a Saturday game, and then they're thinking. And, you know, and that's the same thing with field goals that are missed from the 35-yard line. I see a lot of high school officials, they try to spot the ball where the kick was missed, which is
right.
– yeah, so you're right. Stu,
my
you know, I think the high schools need to get closer to the college because I don't think any of the college rules seem excessive. I mean, they're actually probably more lenient than high school.
My favorite one was when the officiating crew went to their back judge and said, "Why wasn't that a catch? Was he bobbling it?" And he goes, "Well, he only had 1 foot down."
Only had 1 foot down in bounds.
Yeah, oh, boy.
Whoops. So, and I hope my friend is listening as we're talking
Stu,
about.
Stu, real quick while I got you. In Class B, Scott's Bluff has really improved. Since about January 5th, I've talked to people out west. I officiated them the other day. Scott's Bluff has really improved. So I'm saying that they have a chance. Who else do you like?
I think they have a strong chance. You know, from what I understand, they had a kid become eligible at the start of the second semester, and there was some team chemistry issues. And I would hope by now they would have been worked out because we really thought Scott's Bluff was going to contend with, you know, Scott and Beatrice, and they've had a couple perplexing losses, but looked like they played well over the weekend in the whatever they call it, the East-West shootout out there. And, you know, the team that's kind of surprised in B, although we knew they'd be better, is number one Gretna. They've got some height. They got 6'7", 6'5". They've got a go-to shooter in Jared Samuelson, who's their quarterback as well, a junior. You know, the top of B isn't bad. I'd say from Scott's Bluff, you know, once they work their way up to number four, down, it's a pretty average, at best, Class B field.
Finally, Stu, just any other NSAA type of news or notes or changes that we need to know about?
You know, I think the one for wrestling this weekend that will be most noticeable of fans is they are not calling matches to the mat for the first time. You're going to have to watch the boards. I don't know if that's good or bad. That's supposed to open up time for more information on the wrestlers, and we'll have to see how that goes. You know, if they're supposed to be talking about the kids' rankings and things like that, and I think that given the ranking situation, I think that we need the Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association needs to have coaches, and track wrestling has helped, but I think the coaches need to do a better job during the year providing records. One loss records.
Yeah, and it with duels now and forfeit wins, whether it's, you know, like they said the other day, a kid that's going in 19-7 in actual meet, in actual on the mat time, but he got eight forfeits along the way in some of these duels, so he's 27-7. That changes some seeding criteria. Well, Stuart, we will see you in Omaha on Thursday. What do the kids get for President's Day lunch today?
I think sandwiches. Deli meat.
Love sandwiches. All right, buddy. Take care.
See you guys.
See you, Stu. Stu Pospisil of the Omaha World Herald. Coming up, the Hall of Fame for wrestling. We're going to talk a little bit of wrestling in our next break, and they have given us the privilege of being the first to announce who's in the 2015 Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association Hall of Fame. First, we want to let you know that it is the President's Day sale going on at your Midway Auto Dealerships, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Midway Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Stop by today because the event is happening right now. Exceptional offers on the full lineup at South 2nd or online at thinkmidway.com. If you got some time in front of your computer or iPad today, get 0% APR for 5 years for qualified buyers, plus current GM owners and lessees receive an additional $1,500 purchase cash. ThinkMidway.com. It's a better way, or visit your Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney, for the President's Day sale.
Your customers make your business. Every day you want to attract new customers and keep the ones you have, at the same time running your business within a budget. Get noticed with help from Copycat Printing. Their design and printing teams can go big with banners, yard signs, wall graphics, banner stands, and even wraps for your company vehicles. Copycat Printing can help you stand out at the fair or conventions with a booth that will turn people's heads. If you can imagine it, they can design it and print it. Copycat Printing, 21st and Avenue A in the downtown Kearney Center, or visit their website, kearneycopycat.com. Copycat Printing, a better idea.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Cretin Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Cretin Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Cretin Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Cretin Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Registration is now open at the Hastings YMCA for Spring Youth Sports. This is a great way to get your child involved in some fun activity and team interaction. The Spring Youth Sports season runs April through May with spring soccer, volleyball, and flag football. Parents who volunteer to coach get free registration for their kid to play. Maximum 2 children free per team. Contact the Hastings Y today for more information on coaching a team or for registering your youth for spring soccer, volleyball, or flag football. Find out more at hastingsymca.net.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Peter, Jim Langan with you on this Monday program. The state wrestling tournament, individual championship tournament, is coming up this Thursday through Saturday. Now, again, always like to put these reminders out that A and D are the first session, so they will start at 9:30. The winners will then come right back into the quarterfinal round, starts somewhere around 12:30. They just go right into that. Then there's a break, and then B and C. So if you're Adams Central, Kearney Catholic, any of those B, you know, Grand Island Northwest, they won't take the mat till 4:30, and then they have the evening session, same thing. If you lose in that first round, you're done for the day, but you come back, and all the wrestlebacks take place Friday. Semifinals Friday night at 5, and the championships are Saturday at 3. And from our area, Grand Grand Island wrestled as good as anybody in Class A. They qualify 13. They're ready to make some noise. They were the district champs. Kearney and Hastings were district runners-up. Kearney was in the same district as Millard South. They are ranked 1 and 2 in the state. And Kearney gets 13 wrestlers, and I think they've got a chance to make some noise. As we talked with Coach Ty Swarm yesterday, they have got to make some hay in the quarterfinal round. Usually it's that semis. They're going to have a big quarters because they've got a lot of those two kids that are the two seeds were district runners-up, six of them. They went 2-6 in the finals, so they were so close, and we'll see if they can turn that around. Hastings gets 10. I know Coach Laux, who will join us tomorrow, Coach Brian Laux from Hastings will join us tomorrow, would like to have a couple more, and they took a couple hits here in the last couple weeks for a variety of reasons, and it will probably keep them out of the team race, but what they've done over there at Hastings and how far they've come is an outstanding story. We'll talk with the coach about that. And then Amherst, the Class D five-time state champion, they get 13. And, of course, we could run down every other school. But there's going to be a ton of area wrestlers, a lot of talent, a lot of stories, as always. And then on the 28th, it's the state dual tournament. They're changing the format up a little bit this year. They had kind of just done two sessions. Morning session was A and D, wrestle it through, and then B and C, and then they flip-flopped it the next year. Well, they're going to have them kind of all together. We'll start at 9. A&D, B and C will go at 10:30, then semifinals, and it all wraps up with the championships all going on at once. So that's cool. And the teams that have made it, here's how those brackets will play out. Grand Island will be the number one seed in A, and they'll face Papillion La Vista, and Omaha North and Omaha Burke are the 4-5. On the other side of the bracket, Millard South is the 2. They'll get Lincoln Southwest. And Kearney and Hastings will face each other in the first round. That'll be fun for us media folks types. They'll be 3-6. And again, we will have coverage, live coverage, here on ESPN Radio and Classic Hits of the state dual tournament on the 28th. And B, Omaha Scuts, the number one seed. They'll get Plattsmouth. The 4-5 are Gretna, Nebraska City. The 2 seed West Point Beamer will duel Scotts Bluff. And York and Grand Island Northwest Central 10 conference foes will face off in the first round. In Class C, Valentine's the number one. They'll get East Butler. The 4-5, this should be a dandy. O'Neill, Battle Creek. And then on the other side of the bracket, David City, the 2, will take on Central City. And Wilbur Claytonia, the 3, gets Gibbon. The Gibbon Wrestling Program, and I think every one of their qualifiers that's going down to state is back next year. And Amherst is number 1 in D. They'll get Hemingford. So you got your wrestling champs and your football champs that are going to go at it in the first round. The 4-5 is Sutherland Creighton. On the other side, Windside's the 2, Friend is the 7, and North Platte St. Pat's will take on Maxwell. So that's what's going on with that. And one more important piece of news. We are honored here to have a chance to be the first to release the 2015 Hall of Fame inductees for the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association. And they've got quite a few this year, Jimmy. They've got quite a few and all deserving. We'll start with the guys that are in the wrestling room, have been. Most of them, when they get inducted, are retired. Not all of them. Terry Williams, the longtime coach at Cozad, is the local connection. Lee Schroeder from Howells and Michael Braun from Papillion La Vista are the three coaches that will be inducted. The competitors include Doug Bohr from Albion, Casey Cole from Omaha Scut, Mitch Manstead from Clark's, Brad Metzler from Omaha Westside, and Heath McKim of Valley are the five competitors that will be going into the Hall of Fame, so congratulations there. Then when they deem necessary, the Hall will have officials and contributors, and this is not an every-year thing, and so this is pretty cool that officials are Dwayne Skiles of North Platte and Mike Evans of Gretna will be going into the Hall of Fame. And this year, Jimmy, they have decided that there are two contributors. These are people that haven't been coaches or athletes but have done a lot to promote the sport of wrestling in all kinds of ways, from covering the sport to running the events to taking care of youth programs. Jay Benealy out of Millard South is going in as a contributor, and I am pleased to say that they ran out of people to put in, so the name Doug Duda also shows up on here for the Hall of Fame, and I think that's one of the reasons we got to release this first, and I am honored to be the first radio broadcaster to ever be inducted into the Hall of Fame, and just the second media member ever with Mikey Carnes, who has started the wrestling magazine and has been a part of this for a number of years. So just want to say thanks, and the ceremonies will be in conjunction with All-Star Weekend. Friday, June 12th is the banquet in Grand Island.
Well-deserved, Doug. I know I've coached football and basketball and track and golf. I never did coach. And volleyball. I never did coach wrestling. But I will say this, that you cover them all, and you've got a uniqueness about yourself that you're excited, and you don't have a lot of information. So this is well-deserved, and I'm glad that the wrestling people, they kind of step up a little bit because they at times their sport doesn't get quite the media attention as some of the others. And it does finally during the state tournament. You know, during the state tournament, it doesn't take a backseat. And, you know, track and field's the same way at times. You know, during the state track meet and district track meet, it kind of goes, you know, at that time. Unless somebody goes out and long jumps 25 feet, then we talk about it real quick, yeah.
I always, and, you know, when something like this happens, or you retire, and I haven't been to that, or you move on to another job, you think about all the time you spent at where you were and all the stories that come back. So obviously this makes you think about all the great wrestlers you covered and all the great coaches that made this possible and all the people that helped you along the way. And it's truly an honor. And now I have a few months to think about the 3 or 4 minutes that I've got to say something. You think I'll be able to handle that?
I think you'll be able to go. In fact, if you want me to go and help you out, I could co-host if we needed to go a minute and a half. If you needed a minute and a half,
I'll have you cover for me, spot me just in case.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, you know what's kind of interesting about wrestling is how they've changed the rules and the weight classes. I remember at one time, I think the lowest the weight ever was maybe 96 pounds. You know, at one time they had wrestling at 96. You know, I know for sure it was at 98.
But I couldn't make weight. I was too little.
Yeah, there you isn't that something? And then, you know, they used to have heavyweight, and it was just unlimited. I mean, you could weigh whatever you wanted to weigh, you know, as far as the heavyweight was concerned. And they used to have, I think, 10 weight classes, then they went to 12 weight classes and et cetera. So, yeah, it's probably, and help with the rules. You know, with the rules, they've had many rule changes about losing weight and et cetera, and, you know, trying to make it so it's safe and the environment safe. And hey, and hospitality rooms, unbelievable. I mean, you talk about wrestling, they take care of the hospitality rooms. No one's going to go away hungry there, which is amazing because everybody's been dieting all week.
Well, the wrestlers hardly ever. The moms got they're dying to cook because they can't cook for their own kids.
There
it's
you
all
go.
That. And oh, you're. See, why'd you have to say that so close to lunch?
Well, I thought maybe if we had an advertisement, we could use it now. You know, if we I could kind of feed it in there. You can wait.
Got a little more wrestling talk here. Mark fires off to the Dent Popper inbox here. He says the NSAA and coaches should look into win-loss records of wrestlers. Some kids come in with 28 to 30 wins when actually they may only have 20 because of those forfeits counted in dual tournaments, and coaches move kids to preserve or protect their records. Also need to look into a minimum of matches wrestled at a weight class. Should have at least wrestled half your matches at your district weight. A couple of suggestions there from Mark on the Dent Popper inbox. Sometimes kids are injured all year. And just get back. I know there's a handful down at the state meet that just got back, just got healthy. You'll see somebody with an 8-1 record down there at state, and you know that they wrestled at least probably 3 times at the district meet, so haven't been back very long.
Yeah, I don't know about – I understand his thinking. I think there's got to be a minimum amount of weight classes. I like his thinking. I don't know if half's the correct number because you could be a really good team player, and one of your teammates is hurt. And you step up and you go, you know what, I'll wrestle up 7 pounds, but this is really my weight class. And then when this guy comes back, then he can have my spot up 7 pounds, say, wrestling 152 or something like that. And you decided to go up, even though you could make 145. So now when it gets ready for conference and district, you go down to 145. Well, you might have wrestled quite a few of your matches, and especially, like you say, with forfeits and stuff. Now if we're going to take away those, you know what I mean? So, yeah, so it's I don't know if half's the correct number, but I do like his thinking. Whatever that number is, there should be something there.
Also, congratulations to Mark Bauer and his UNK wrestling team for the third consecutive year. They are the MIAA champions. They had 91.5 points to Lindenwood's 82. Fort Hays State was third with 70.5. Four individual champions. They are Connor Bowling, Chase White, Romero Cotton, Daniel DeCesar, and Destin McCauley was a runner-up. Now it's off to regionals, and that's where the Lopers are at this time. Also, Tri-City Storm keep on winning, and 2 wins against 2 of the playoff teams, Omaha and Sioux City. They get a big win over Omaha 5-1, go to a shootout at Sioux City, who's the league leader, and win that by a score of 3-2. And now another psychotic weekend. They are I should just, well, maybe we'll have Coach Holton on again this week. But they host Lincoln, or they go to Lincoln Friday, then they're home Saturday, and then they're off to Sioux City Sunday. Why, and maybe Jared Schaffer can fire me off this, why wouldn't you switch that? Have the home game with Lincoln on Friday, and without seeing, unless I'm missing something that's going on at the event center, and I guess I should pull that up, but that way you go to Lincoln and you got an afternoon game in Sioux City instead of going bang, bang, and then taking that low. You're giving yourself a 5% chance of winning on Sunday, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's a tough deal.
That's definitely a scheduling quirk. Let's put it that way, Doug.
It's quirky, my friend. We're going to take a break. Be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. And if you're heading out to lunch, don't forget to head to the sports bar and grill that combines both. No one does it like they do at the Kearney Chicken Coop. Great flame broil buffalo wings. They've even got a new sauce. Yes, they do. Mango habanero is about ready to hit the menu. And I got a chance to try that out yesterday, Jimmy. Pretty good.
Is that kind of a hot sauce?
It's got a little bite to it, obviously, with the habanero, but the mango kind of gives it that sweet, so it's just right.
There you go.
It's just right. I like it. I'm a big honey Dijon guy when I get the wings over there. The Jack is also good, but I really, when I'm just saying, hey, I want wings, I'm going to get that. And this is pretty close to that. So those are pretty good. And that's why there's so many different kinds, something for everybody's palate. And maybe pizza, burgers, or quesadillas are more your style, ribs, steak.
You know, Doug, when you it's read that good. From a 1 to 10, I'm going to give you an 8. But Randy Bushcutter, when he's on and he starts talking about all the condiments that he can put on things, it's amazing.
Have he you starts seen? Slobbering.
Yeah, yeah. He's not faking that. I hope he doesn't come in right now and start yelling at me.
I have to print out a new piece of paper after he does this because he eats it.
Exactly. I mean, he takes off sprinting for his car once he leaves here.
And don't forget, ice-cold beer during a happy hour or any time is there for you with appetizers from 2 to 5:30 specials on all of the appetizers and some ice cold beverages as well at the Chicken Coop in Kearney. Back with more after this.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
OneRocky.com.
Super Shine Auto Care. We clean the out of your car. It's our 30th anniversary. We've brought back our unlimited wash. For $19.95 a month, you can keep your car super clean with our soft cloth auto wash. We hand scrub the bugs and hand dry your vehicle for that finished touch. Not only that, but you can use our vacuums for free when you wash your vehicle. Also try our auto detailing and Mobile One Lube Express. Look for us online at supershineautocare.com.
Where else can you get so much great food for such an affordable price? Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon. For years, they've prided themselves in being more bang for your buck and making homemade food fresh right there. Like the Sunday brunch, served every Sunday until 2, with their signature prime rib of roast, southern fried chicken, popcorn shrimp, potatoes, salad bar, fruit bar, and homemade desserts, all for $10.50. And kids eat for $4. Make the drive to sunny downtown Gibbon and be a part of great family, food, and tradition.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Yeah.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Of course, a lot of the talk last week was about the United States Little League champions from Chicago having to vacate their World Series title. Did you think it was fair for the Jackie Robinson West Little League baseball team to have to vacate their United States Little League World Series title? And 85% said yes, it was fair to have that done. 15% was on the no side. So now we ask you about the NBA All-Star Game, voted ESPNSuperstation.com. How popular is the All-Star Game from a fan or spectator point of view? Did you watch it? Did you enjoy it? A lot of people this morning are on that borderline of it's getting close to what we saw in the Pro Bowl for the NFL, where they're just kind of in practice and dunking, and there's not much to it. It's not like it used to be, and you hate to see that. Good God, these guys play pickup basketball all the time. Go out and play. Go out and play. Play a little bit. Play a little bit. We want to see dunks and stuff, but go play a little bit.
Yeah, they have
you got enough time off to rest after this.
Yeah, the couple things. Defense and the 24 shot clock, we're not ever close. You know what I mean? Except with about a minute to go when one team says, hey, we kind of want to win this now. We've played 47 minutes. So they kind of walked the ball up the floor a little bit and used a little bit of the shot clock. In fact, one time they didn't even shoot it at all. They just said, okay, it's your ball. So, didn't want to ruin their stats. Kyle Korver hit seven threes.
He's okay.
Yeah.
Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com, but he didn't win the three-point contest. Stephon Curry made about everything he shot. Good Lord, he hit 13 in a row. That's incredible. Nebraska Danger fell in their exhibition game at Cedar Rapids, 30-26 on a Friday night. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. They're off. Changes will be made. They're off until they play their first game on March the 1st. That's their only exhibition game. We talked a little bit about what was going on with baseball and softball for UNK and the Huskers and Hastings College getting going. So do you know this name? Let me ask you this, Jimmy. Do you know the name Jerry Bush?
Did he coach basketball before Joe Cipriano at the University of Nebraska? Was that the head basketball coach?
Celebrate the career of Jerry Bush, who guided the Husker basketball program from 54 to 63.
How'd I do on that one?
Affectionately known as the Big Bear of the Coliseum for his colorful personality and uncanny ability to fashion upsets during his 9 seasons at Nebraska. He was chosen to the Nebraska Basketball Hall of Fame in 1991. Had a win over Wilt Chamberlain in Kansas.
Michigan, too. Beat Michigan, I think, didn't they?
43-41. That's the one they put down here.
Was the Kansas one?
Yeah.
I think they beat Michigan, too. Fred Hare hit a shot, threw it over his back at the buzzer. Got the rebound, and Fred Hare took Omaha Tech, took the ball, and threw it over his back, and went in at the buzzer. Beat a Michigan team that was ranked number one in the nation, I believe, at that time.
He was an outstanding college player at St. John's. Came to Nebraska from Toledo, where they had won 129 games at Toledo. Bush passed away back in 1976, is a member of the Athletic Hall of Fame at both St. John's and Toledo, and his daughters and family members will be in town when he is recognized during the Iowa game this Sunday, February the 22nd. It's Legends Weekend for Nebraska basketball. And
hey, let's brag me up a little bit. Wasn't that amazing that I knew that? I mean, were you amazed?
There are very few people that I would have asked that question to and not I expected you to know it. Expect you to know it. Bang.
Thank you very much.
That is knowledge that I cannot possess at all times.
And it's not worth any money either. You know, why did I remember things like this? Why didn't I remember things that were important in the world and I could have made some money?
Now, because of state wrestling and the things that we have to do, your appearance fee on Friday will be minimal, right?
What's that now?
I mean,
we probably won't need me on Friday.
We always need you, but the point being, it's also opening day at Fauner Park, so I know where you're going to be. You probably don't even have to officiate Friday night, do you?
Well, no, I'm not going to officiate, but it's senior day at Kearney High. I'm going to go watch my son's game.
Yeah, I'll be back. But that's at what, 7:30?
Yeah, I'll have to hustle as fast as I can. I'll fly in there and then you know, I might miss the first three names and been to catch my kid if he's the fourth one.
You'll be fine. Okay. Langen, that won't be the first one.
All right.
Let's see. What do you got ahead? You got.
Well, they might do it by number. If they do it by number.
Clevenger's ahead of you.
Well, it's senior night, so they're only going to do the seniors.
Just seniors. Yeah. Oh, well, then, yeah, you better get your butt over there.
Yeah, I agree. It's probably be something I want to attend.
You know what Chris would like? If you'd hit an early daily double and then get him a special present.
Yeah, and he definitely knows what a daily double is. And the superfect and the trifecta. There's, again, something that, you know, every family has something they teach their kids, you know what I mean? That's something he knows about.
You know what?
He told me the over-under on charging fouls was 1.5 yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Over-under on charging fouls as we were watching that game.
What's the, one of the bad parts, we still have a month left, full month of this winter sports season, but you know what happens after that? Just look around this desk here. I know I got more important stuff that I got to be talking about, but... Now I'm getting to the point where I can't find it all, so I'm going to have to do some cleaning, and I hate that.
I'm sorry.
I hate that. So can the next month just kind of just be very enjoyable? Because I think it's going to be.
Oh, we're going to enjoy a full month of high school sports in Nebraska. And UNK men's basketball's got a shot here to make that. You know, if they could get hot and do some things, they may qualify for some, you know, something good. So Nebraska's probably out. Creighton's probably out. But we got UNK here that's got a shot at it.
Hastings women on the other side
They're in. Hastings women are going to make some.
And I'm going to, I try to, as much as I can, when I see Connor Baronic, I try to talk to him a little bit, coach him up, and it's obviously working. He's been, you know, the conference player of the week three times, and he fouled out last game. He said that might have been a little home cooking when they were on the road. That never happens, does it?
No, not with referees. And they have no idea where they're buying their groceries.
Stu Pospisil, thanks to Stu for joining us from the Omaha World Herald. Tomorrow, Loper baseball coach Damon Day is in. Brian Laux, Hastings wrestling coach, will be among our guests. Jimmy, enjoy your week, man.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!
You too. Take care.
We'll see you later, folks. Doug and Daddy Show, Monday edition. Enjoy it.